The Rambam says in Perek Zayin Halacha Tes from Chametz Matzah, Sosa Abba Kosos Elu Miyayin She'enu Mozuk Yotza Yidei Abba Kosos V'lo Yotzi Yidei Cheres Sosa Abba Kosos Mezukim B'vas Achas Yidei Cheres Yotza Yidei Abba Kosos Lo Yotza. So, and the Rambam's marker for this is the one Pesach Medav Kuv Ches Sosun Chai Yotza Amar Rava Yidei Yayin Yotza Yidei Cheres Lo Yotza Sosim Vasachas Rav Ami de Yain Yatza, Yede Abakosus Lyatza. And the Gyrsa of the Rif there is Sosim Chai Yede Abakosus Yatza. And by Sosim Vasachas Yede Cherus Yatza, which is the Gyrsa of the Rambam. However, Rashi and the Rashbam explain that when Rav says Yede Cherus Lo Yatza means that he's not yotze the mitzvah b'shlemusa, because yain mozug is if the yain is not mozug, it's not choshev. And similarly, when it says loki, it means that he wasn't yotze the mitzvah min hamuvcha, and that's what the Ran says explicitly. That he was yoitz in the mitzvah, but not the mitzvah in the mocha. And by the sefer, by sosim vasachas, Rashi and Tosis interpret that yidei yayin yotza means nothing to do with dalakosis. It means yidei yayin yotza means simchas yontif. But mitzvah dalakosis, he was mekayim. Excuse me, Mr. Dalakosis, he's not mekayim because he drank them all vasachas, so it's not dalakosis. However, according to the Rambam's Gersa, the Rambam's Gersa is that the Yayin, if Shosu Abakosus, Yayin She'enu Mozuk, he's Yotzi Abakosus, but he's not Yotzi Cheres. And if he drinks the Abakosus that are Mozuk, but he drank them one right after the other, so he's Yotzi Cheres, but he's not Yotzi Abakosus. So what does dalakosis mean, and what does cheres mean? So Piskarov explains in his sefer that there are two halachas in the midst of dalakosis. One is a halacha of sida bracha al hakos. So for that you need dalak. You sada the kois. We say. For brachos aboy pirgafim, but mesada the brachal kos means that for the first kos is kiddush, the second kos is the haggadah, the third kos is benching, and the fourth kos is hallow. So the loch is to mesada these in yonim ala kos, but then there's a separate locha that the etzim shtia is derech cheres. And by drinking the wine, that's a demonstration of cheres. So if the yayin is, and the Rams seems to say that also, that the Rams says in Perek Zayin of Chavetz Matzah Locha Vav, B'chol dova do chayvam laharos es atzmo, kiwi atzmo yatzim atam mishibin mitzvayim, v'al dova zeh tziva kodesh boch, v'tov zachata k'eved, ha'yisa klomo ki'ilu ata ba'atzmuch ha'yisa eved, v'yatzatza l'cheves v'nifdeis l'fikach, Kishesoid Adam Belaila Ze, Zorch Lechel, Velistos, Vumasiv Derechavis, Vachol Echav Echad, Ben Anoshim, Ben Noshim, Chayv Listos, Belaila Ze, Abba Kosher Shel Yain. So the Rambam says that the Derechavis, to demonstrate that you just Yotze Mimitzrayim, is to drink Dalet Koisis. So that's what. So if you drink Dalet Kosos that are Mozug, that's a demonstration of Cheres. But if it's not mozuk, therefore the wine is not Ovev Olav, so he's not yoitzi this kiyum of derech cheres. But he is yoitzi the kiyum of dalet kosos, namely because he is drinking four kosos and he's been mesada brachal kos and the different inyonim, namely kiddush, haggadah, benching, and the hallel, so that two separate kiyumim in the dalakosis. One kiyum is sida brach alakos, and the other kiyum is the etzim shtiyah. and the nafgamina is, by even by normal by kol shel bracha, you don't need to drink rov kos. It's sufficient to drink mole lugmav. But here, by the kosos of the dalek kosos, you should drink rov kos. That's for the kiyum of derech eres. But for the kiyum of sida bracha la kos, it would be sufficient with mole lugmav. So Toisus, so Revel points out that Toisus and Tzarites holds that you can be yotze, if as long as one person has dalakosis, he could be motzi the other people at the seder by listening to his saying the brachos and saying the agada alakos, just as we say kiddush alakos. And one person is motzi the others in kiddush. So you see from Tosis holds that the kiyum of dalakosis is for the seed of brach alakos, and for that you can be motzi others. It's not the etzem shtiyah. Otherwise, the other people are not drinking. How could they be yotze? So the Rebbe calls this from Reb Chaim that hayora. But the Rambam, there are two different halachas. One is halacha of seder bracha lakos, and then for that it can be any yayin. Doesn't have to be dafka yayin mazuk, the diluted, so it tastes better. But for the kiyum of cheres of the etzem shtiyah, and that kiyum you can have even if you drink the four kosos one after the other, that has to be dafka mazuk. So the Velva points out that in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah it says that if you don't have dalet koisis, b'di'evid, you could be yotzi b'chamah medina, not just with yayin. So the Velva says that halacha of chamah medina, for that you're not yotzi the mitzvah cheres of shtiyah, for that you're yotzi only the mitzvah of seder bracha lakos, because you're saying the brachas, but not al yayin, but on chamah medina. So I just want to add to this. The Rav said the history of this shtickle Torah from Revelville happened that during World War I, that during the war, Revelville had to leave Brisk. And he stayed with his brother, Rav Moshe, and in the town, I assume it was either in Rusain or in Chaslavish at that time, they didn't have enough wine for every single person to have dalakosis at the Seder. It was the time of Milchama. So the Shaila was, what should they do? Should one person have wine? They had enough for each person at the Seder, one person to have. And the others should be Yotzi B'dievid with Chamah Medina. Or no, let one person make Kiddush and all the dalakosis and be Motzi the others like the Shita Satoisis. So they concluded, the Rav said this was Rav Velva and Rav Moshe together working on this Shtickle Torah, they concluded that the Maila of Chamah Medina, a person saying having the Dalakos of Chamah Medina, the Kim he has is only the Kim Sida Bracha, but the Mitzvah Shtiyah of Derech Eres, that you have to have Dafke Yayin. So it would be sufficient, therefore, there's no Maila of the other people having Chamah Medina, than simply listening to the Baal HaGadah, or the father, whoever's being running the Seder, let him be motzi everybody else with the brachas. And so they have the kiyum of Sida Bracha. The kiyum of Shtiyah they won't have. But if everybody has Chamah Medina, they'll also only have the kiyum of Sida Bracha Lakos, but it's not Yayin. So they would not have the kiyum of Chamah Medina. Okay, they would not have the kiyum with Chamah Medina of Shtiyas Yayin. And also could be an afkamina, since they're not going to have the kiyum of Shtiyas Yayin, Derech Eres, so they don't have to dafka drink Rov Kos. They maybe would be Yotzi also with Mole Lugmav.